Welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig. We've got breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures. I've got the mail! There's a letter from Bee. Sounds like she's having a good time at Hexwell. She wants to come over and tell us about it when school breaks for Janicide.
That would be agreeable.
Yeah, I was thinking of inviting her anyway. I want to try out some new recipes, and she's a very enthusiastic taste tester. Honestly, she's a really enthusiastic everything. Also got an update from Chuck and the other two youngest on their last quest. He says hi. There's a letter for you, too. Here.
I was not anticipating a letter.
What does it say? Happy? Are you all right? Your face is turning a color I don't think faces should turn. Even yours.
My broodmother is coming to evaluate my progress.
What? When?
Now.
Now? Oh boy.
Sig, this meeting going well is of the utmost importance. If it does not, then...
Happy, don't worry. I got this.
I have arrived.
Very normal way to enter a building. Hi, I'm Sig. This is the Signature Eats Bakery. We're actually closed right now, but I'm guessing you want to come in from the rain?
Rain?
Yeah, the rain. You know, because of those two huge cracks of lightning. Must be absolutely pouring out there. But wait, no, you're bone dry. You know what? I bet it's about to rain. That must be it, right, Happy?
Sig?
Yeah, that must be it. Come in. What can I do for you? What's your name?
Terror fills the hearts of all who enter her fearsome presence.
An extremely normal human name.
Thank you. Yours is as well. You may call me Terry. And I am here regarding your work companion.
Oh, Happy? What about him?
He is my offspring, and I have come to assess his progress.
Ah, of course. I can see the family resemblance in your absolute lack of any kind of resemblance. Except for your extremely unsettling, unfathomably deep inky black eyes. I love a family reunion, don't you? You know what this calls for? Food! Let's get you some food. What do we have left over? We've got some bread, some muffins, and some souls of the innocent. What sounds good?
Souls of the innocent.
Coming right... Oh! Wait, we sold the last one before you got here. Darn. Is the muffin okay?
That is acceptable.
Fantastic. Cinnamon or blueberry?
Blueberry.
What was that?
Blueberry.
Yeah, sorry, didn't quite catch that.
Blueberry!
Sig.
Heard you loud and clear that time.
Perhaps you should go to the oven and warm the muffin.
Good idea. Let you two catch up. I'll be back in a sec.
The vessel seems to have not caught on to your true nature. And I am not as skilled at interacting with mortals as you, but I trust that I was convincing as well.
It was a remarkable performance.
Naturally. Though it seems you have done an adequate job at integrating yourself into his life without suspicion, I see no evidence that you have progressed in your prime objective in any way.
What information are you using to make that assessment? You have been here observing myself and Sig for less than 5 minutes.
And in that time, I observed no hint of madness, no rent garments, no arcane symbols scrawled in fresh blood.
This is his place of business. He would not deface the walls with his blood. It would scare away customers.
Are you saying the scrawlings are in the back room?
That is not what I am saying.
Disappointing.
The lack of blood markings is not an indictment of my progress. I have been employing a more subtle strategy. I would not have been sent to do this job if the others did not think I could accomplish it.
I do not know that you appreciate the gravity of this situation.
I do. Sig is meant to be the supreme cultist. Securing a hold on his mind is essential to our retaking the world and plunging it back into its rightful state of primordial chaos.
All signs point to him being the only one who can perform the proper rituals to raise us into the material plane in our true forms, instead of being forced to interact with the world in these pathetic human bodies, or even worse, through corrupting souls and having them do our bidding. Though this would be a lot simpler if he would simply submit to corruption. Unfortunately, his mind is naturally protected from our usual tactics. A shame.
Which is why my tactics are necessary.
You are not pushing hard enough.
I am pushing as hard as the task requires. Sig is...
The vessel must be prepared, and if you cannot do it, we will find someone who can.
I am perfectly capable of ensuring that Sig...
And you call the vessel by his name, as if he is a pet.
Would you have me call him the vessel to his face? Do you think that would help endear myself to him?
He is not present at the moment. Why does it matter how you address him?
It is important that I remain in character as to not slip up in his presence.
If you believe that is even a possibility, perhaps I should recommend a replacement be found for you.
No!
You dare raise your voice at me!
I only meant that
Who wants muffins? Fresh out of the oven. Well, freshly reheated out of the oven. Blueberry, as requested. Happy made those, you know? He's my number one employee. I mean, he's my only employee, but even if I had others, he'd still be the best. He's punctual and hardworking and...
Finglui mgwa nafa happy rilie wagal nagal fatagan.
What did you say?
Good with customers. He's punctual, hardworking, and good with customers. And he's always expanding my horizons baking-wise. I mean, the other day he made me this blood cake thing. I mean, he called it a blood cake, but I'm sure it wasn't actually made out of blood. That'd be weird. I mean, it only kind of tasted like blood. Anyway, I don't 100% remember what happened after that, but I woke up in a field covered in sheep's blood. Which was weird because there were no sheep. Honestly, not even sure how I knew it was sheep's blood. Anyway, I've been craving another one of those cakes ever since. You think you can make me another one of those when you have a second?
Of course.
Oh, great. If it makes me so sleepy I completely black out like last time, that would be great. I haven't been getting great sleep, what with the nightmares and all.
Nightmares?
Have I not told you about the nightmares? I mean, they've been going on for a while, since... 10 months ago? 11? Happy, when did I hire you? It was around then.
11 months.
Wow, that long? I'm surprised it hasn't come up then. Oh, you know what it probably is? Do you guys ever have a dream that's so existentially horrifying that you don't have the vocabulary to properly describe it? You know, the kind of thing that...
Yina shapi hel gib fithro dagia.
What was that?
The kind of thing that your brain refuses to properly comprehend. You know, like seeing a beautiful sunset, but in reverse.
I see.
Does that make sense?
I believe it does. I think I have learned what I came here to learn.
Leaving so soon? But you haven't touched your muffin.
I will leave you to your work. But do not become too complacent in the pursuit of... baking. lest you find yourself replaced. I will return when the time is right.
Just another super normal thing for a human person to say. Wow, you were not kidding about her. She is a lot. I know you always say that you were the least dramatic aberrant one, and that's why they sent you to try and blend in, but I was not ready for that.
Incorrect. You were far more ready than I anticipated.
Oh, so I did good? I thought I might be laying on a little thick there, but I heard her talking to you, and I thought I better go big. By the way, I have no idea what I just said. I just copied things I heard you say in Aberrant.
Your pronunciation is atrocious, but the effect was as you intended. I should apologize.
For what?
I feared you were not taking this seriously. Clearly, I was wrong.
Nah, come on, Hap. Okay, I couldn't resist messing with her a little bit because... well, because it was extremely easy and very fun. But I wasn't gonna leave you hanging. If you lose your job, they're just gonna send someone who actually wants to ruin the world by forcing me into some dumb aberrant prophecy. I'd much rather have you. Anyway, I know how annoying it is to get dragged into something like this. I hate it when it happens to me. You know, that's why I put up the sign. I'm not about to let it happen to you.
That is... I appreciate the sentiment and share it.
You want to share this muffin too? I went through the trouble of warming it up. Might as well.
I would accept half a muffin.
Here, bud.
What?
It's just funny. Out of all of the aberrant ones they could have sent after me, they sent the one with the baking talent and no world-conquering aspirations.
That you know of.
Right. Wait, that's a joke, right, Happy? You're joking? Happy? Happy? Episode 4, Happy Days, was written and directed by Destiny Howell. The show is produced and edited by Audio Media, with theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Karsten Otto as Happy, and featuring Dimitra Papadinis as Terry. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures. Ye nosh.
No.
Ye nosh.
No.
Ye.
No.
No! Forget it!
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys,
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's snake eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck.